Lisa Gonzalez is public health administrator for the DeKalb County Health Department. She says with the current pandemic, it's just as important to protect against other respiratory diseases, such as influenza.
We believe that it's likely that the flu virus and the virus that causes COVID-19 will both be spreading at the same time.
Physicians are also recommending that tetanus and whooping cough vaccinations be kept current through a combination vaccine. Dr. Tony Liazzo, chairman of family practice at Delmar Hospital, explains.
You know, in the fall time, you know, when we're starting to get into cold and flu, a lot of people like to go out and work, garden, brush up their landscaping. And if you've got open cuts and things like that, you can actually leave yourself more susceptible to tetanus at that point.
Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is endemic to the area. And Liazzo says vaccines are key to preventing infection. Another respiratory disease that can be addressed with vaccines is pneumonia. But unlike the flu shot, a pneumonia vaccine is usually given to patients 65 and older. Liazzo says young, healthy people aren't as vulnerable to complications.
But as we get older, because our immune systems just naturally weaken, over 65, even without comorbidities, you can really leave yourself open for susceptibilities.
These comorbidities can include diabetes, asthma, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, which could make getting pneumonia more dangerous. Doctors may recommend the vaccine to younger patients if they have these conditions already. And then there's the vaccine for human papillomavirus, an STD. Liazzo says it's recommended for teenagers.
HPV is the number one cause of cervical cancer in women in our country, so the more we can get the young women immunized, we give them much more protection. And the latest studies are showing throat cancers in men, so getting our young men immunized as well is a huge issue.
To help younger residents get their vaccines, Gonzalez says the DeKalb County Health Department participates in the Vaccines for Children program, with help from the Centers for Disease Control and the state.
So we're able to offer very low-cost vaccines for children who may be underinsured or uninsured or on Medicaid.
Gonzalez says this serves as a safety net for those types of vaccinations. But differing insurance coverage makes it more difficult to offer the same aid to adults.
We are still able to provide those vaccines, but oftentimes we are billing those through insurance.
Besides addressing those without means, the COVID-19 pandemic has created its own set of challenges. Gonzalez says there's been a downturn in the county's child immunization program.
Oftentimes, right before school starts, we have a large influx of patients coming in to get those kindergarten vaccines. And this year, that looked a lot different.
Gonzalez also notes that her department has helped neighboring health departments, some of whom temporarily shut down their vaccination programs, to commit more resources to fighting coronavirus.
When we began to open up further at the very beginning of July to do more immunizations, some of the health departments that are smaller to the west of us, some of the residents of those counties might come to us to get those vaccine services because maybe their county health department at that time anyway wasn't able to provide them.
And then there's the simple fear of getting infected with COVID-19. Liazzo says doctor's offices have implemented stricter sanitation procedures, such as multiple patient screenings and limiting patient proximity in the building to assuage these fears. Nevertheless, he says ensuring patients are vaccinated is key.
So I know that we've had a battle with some gaps in care just because people are naturally afraid to go out. And then when you talk about, going to a doctor's office where everybody could be sick, it does start to leave those gaps.
When a COVID-19 vaccine is finally developed, Liazzo and Gonzalez say a key priority will be ensuring it's safe. It will most likely first be distributed to those most at risk for coronavirus complications before it becomes available to the wider public. Until then, both recommend you ensure your other vaccines are up to date. If not, they suggest getting in touch with your doctor or local health department. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.